Good morning, I'm Nicola Ryan with COVID-19 Facts First. Troubled airline Virgin Australia has had interest from a number of buyers, but there's a new bidder close to home. New State Treasurer Cameron Dick telling the Queensland Investment Corporation to manage our push. That would keep the company's headquarters in Brisbane and help protect up to 1,600 jobs. The loss of the airline could have a huge impact on Queensland's tourism industry as well, which is putting together plans for an advertising campaign targeting the 6 million Australians who would normally head overseas but can't, with our borders expected to be shut for a while yet, while the new Sunshine Coast Airport runway is due to open next month. And the World Health Organization is urging the global community to remain vigilant to avoid a second wave of coronavirus. There's now almost 4.4 million cases globally, with the World Health Organization warning we may never eradicate the virus. The WHO's emergency expert Mike Ryan says we need to be on high alert for new cases as we ease restrictions.
To be testing and to know the problem is coming back and then be able to adjust your public health measures accordingly. Let us not go back to a situation where we don't know what's happening until our hospitals are overflowing. That is not a good way to do business.
Yesterday, Queensland's COVID-19 tally increased on a technicality. It's sitting at 1,052 after an old case of a Queensland resident interstate was added to our total. There's still just one active case on the Sunshine Coast.